these lads are a proud group of lads, and they were hurting now after last Wednesday night, and as a group, even the management were hurting. You know, we probably hadn't got a game maybe in 3 weeks before that. You could see that we were a wee bit lethargic going into the game and stuff like that. But no, fair play to the lads. Anything we've been working on there this past week, and they've put it into practice there, and they went after it. They knew that there's no hiding places now. The game was a must win for us, and thankfully we done it in good enough fashion.
Went after it right from the start. You know, it was attack from the word go, and you know, for the minute they opened up with that opening point, it was non-stop.
Yep, that's it. Just trying to get balls always. Next ball. If you score, it's the next kick out and the next play. So the lads are, you know, fair play to them. Anything we went off going after kick outs, and we knew we had the breeze. So in this game of football, you can't let it settle for 10 or 15 minutes. You have to go after it from the first whistle, because you've only 30 minutes with a breeze like that, so you have to go to town it. And thankfully the boys took their opportunity and chipped on the scores, and we got a good lead on them.
I suppose it's hard to totally dominate a game for 60 plus minutes, but Down did have their spell there in that second half and got a goal back and a couple of two pointers. Something for you to work on there as well, I suppose.
Aye, definitely. They had a couple of sharpshooters there, Medine there, and Owen Travers and stuff, but we had done our homework on them. But you know, they're always going to get maybe chip in and get their points. You're never going to keep them scoreless and things like that. But no, that'll give us a nice wee focus now that, you know, our aim was maybe to keep out the goals, and we conceded one. So that's another wee focus for us going into next week, which is a huge game against Armagh that we're looking forward to.
And at Breffni Park, only one forward scored, only two in total altogether. There was a big spread of scorers there tonight, so you'll be glad to see that.
Thank God we give Shea a half a night off a night. So no, it was good to see even Rory back there. Rory's been plugging away in the background. He hasn't had it easy, so even himself and Conor Neal there coming in the fray, two experienced lads, and you know, they've had their two All-Irelands and stuff like that, but them lads aren't settling for that. They're not the type of footballers to rest in their laurels, so they're going to push this group on with their experience, and thankfully we're going the right direction now.
Armagh beating Cavan tonight. So, I mean, that's a result that works in Tyrone's favour, because now you can get the head-to-head against Armagh. If you can get a performance again in the athletic grounds, you'll top the group and go straight to the semi-final with a home semi-final.
Yep, I believe they beat them by 22 points maybe in the end-up, so that's a big score line that they've racked up there. We got beat by Cavan by 2 points, so, you know, we have it all to do. And the Armagh's going to be a big test for us going there as well in the Lions Den. So no, that's the days you thrive for and you look forward to, so a big test ahead.
But Tyrone is champions, they relish that sort of challenge.
Well, you know, you speak about champions, this group here, there's only four lads that played last year, so it's like nearly like a fresh team, and you've lads popping up and training all the time. Like, we made such a change to our team from last week, and that's the way it goes. And at this level, if you're not at it, it's the next man up. So it's a joy to work with some of these lads, but the competition, they thrive on this. So no, it could be a different set of lads in next week, a couple of other faces, but that's what the competition keeps everyone pushing forward and keeps them going the right direction.